All right. Hey, you guys. We have another episode of the Content Toolbox, and we have a surprise guest. Santa showed up. All right, so we are going to cue the theme song, and we are going to find out what fun, amazing Christmas message Santa has for us on the inside.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know their roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
Okay, here we are, you guys. Santa.
This time of year is incredibly busy for everybody. No one as busy as me, of course, but...
Absolutely.
When you're a fictional character and you've got to take care of the entire world, things get hectic.
That is so true.
So, one piece of advice I'd like to leave you with, or start with, let's say.
All right.
Is someone's always got it worse, right? There's someone who has to work harder than you do, no matter who you are.
Yep.
It could be me. It could be the tooth fairy. It could be Mother Nature. I don't know. But there is someone out there working harder than you.
The COVID monster.
The COVID monster. You know? There's a lot of shit or stuff going
on. Santa.
My apologies. It's early December yet. I start watching it around the 15th. So we've got a little bit of time.
Clearly, you guys, we are pre-recording this because it's coming to you on Christmas Eve. But as we know, that is Santa's busiest night of the year.
It is really busy. But luckily, I've got an amazing team. And that's one of my messages for you is as you're out there, creating happiness, changing people's lives. Because I know a lot of you do this for the impact, not the income. Mm-hmm. I mean, the income's nice. But to help people. Mm-hmm. If you really want to help someone, you've got to get great at building a team, bringing a team together, and empowering them to make mistakes. See, a lot of times, businesses like mine get stuck because they have a figurehead at the top, like me, who is responsible for everything. Mm-hmm. If I did not empower the elves to do things wrong, to make mistakes, to put the wrong packages with the wrong names, all of that, it would fall on me to get it done. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of times, if you've ever had an employee and they have been terrified to come out and ask what to do because of how you respond, you will forever be the bottleneck in your business. The most important tool any business owner, any professional can harness is the ability to let someone fail and forgive them, okay? Forgiveness is crucial. If you let someone go out and fail and then let them know it's okay, they won't come to you to get every answer. They'll try and do it themselves. This is how you create independent teammates who are on a journey with you and really want to make that impact. But you can't do it if you're doing everything. If I was doing everything, I would start December 26th, and I would be done in 20,000 years, right? I can't do it. That's why I got elves. That's why I got magic, because I need all the help I can get. So you just got to let people fail and learn from it. Oh, I could tell you, like 900 years ago, I was working
with this one elf, and he kept making, you know, those Jack in the Boxes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He kept putting the wrong face on the wrong Jack in the Box. So you'd have a scary one with a happy face and a happy one with the scary face.
Oh.
It was devastating. So many kids were crying. It was horrific. Gosh. But I forgave him. We're still good friends. He's still employed to this day.
Fantastic.
But that only happened because I let him fail. And so if you want to be successful in making an impact like I have been able to make across the world with billions of kids, you've got to learn to let others fail. Don't rescue them. The first sign of trouble, don't show up and tell them what to do. You need to empower them. Ask them. Say, well, if you were Santa Claus, how would you handle this? That's a great idea. Let's try that.
That's fantastic. I love it. So, Christmas gift from Santa direct to you is allow people to fail.
And here's a key thing that I forgot. It's okay for you to fail too.
Mm. Right? So true.
As humans, even I make mistakes, albeit very, very often, infrequently. But as humans, we make mistakes and we do things wrong. But that's okay because you can learn from those mistakes, right? And to be candid, life is all about moving, not necessarily forward, just moving.
Yeah.
So you've got to be willing to take stock of your life right now. Now, at this moment in time, because it is pre-recorded, I can't look and say, Jen, I see you're on the naughty list, right? So I can't predict who's going to be watching this. But if you are on the naughty list, which shame on you, work on it next year. But if you are on the naughty list, that's not forever.
Mm-hmm.
There's, in my world, I have hope. I've got this 92-year-old kid who I still have hope that this year I will not put coal in his stockings. But it's his choice, right?
It is. Absolutely.
It's everybody's choice. And you can change at any point. So just be open to go out there, own it, and change in order to create the life you want, right? It is your choice. I can't force you to be good. If I could, I would have done it a long time ago. And you know that's true.
That is true.
Jen, I'm looking at you for that one. See, you've got to go out and create the life you want to live. Right?
And actually, let me take a cue from Santa's book here and also say as a Christmas gift from me to you and one that I am working on myself is just like Santa was saying, you can't do everything himself. Delegate. So this is the time of year for making lists. Like, make a list. Make a list of all the things that you are doing. Make a list of the things that you hate doing. Make a list of the things that you shouldn't be doing. And find somebody to delegate those things to. Because this is the time for change. Like, New Year's right around the corner, right?
That's right. It's a great reminder. Make a list. Check it twice. Eliminate half. Then make it again. Check it twice. And eliminate half again.
Yep. And right. as it's Christmas time and you're spending money and buying gifts, the biggest gift that you can give yourself is buying back your own time.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
It's so true. And time, this is one thing I disagree with, that humans in general have come to take as the gospel truth. And it is this saying called time is money. As someone who has magic, and as much money as I would like to create, at the flick of my fingers, time is not money. Eventually, by my calculations, I only have another like 20,000 years on this earth to be Santa. That is not a lot of time.
Not for Santa.
Not for Santa. There are way more kids that need my help.
Yep.
Time is infinitely more valuable than money. So quit trying to save a dollar and investing 10 hours when you could just make the decision and own that time. So, time.
Yep.
It's a great reminder.
Awesome. That's it, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas gifts from us. Merry Christmas. Hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. We'll see you next year.